Wow, no blog talk radio. That's kind of fun.
Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes in sports. I am your host, Vinny Moore. NFL Wild Card Weekend. Fun things coming down for your weekend. Can the Green Bay Packers go to Philadelphia and win in that crazy, crazy place? Can the New Orleans Saints take that four-hour flight west and get a win in Seattle, the loudest stadium in the NFC? All this and some shocking news out of San Francisco on the fastest 30 minutes in sports.
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, once again, one more again at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Welcome into the fastest 30 minutes in sports. All kinds of crazy things going on. But not to hold you up in any way, shape, or form, let's get right into what is going to be a fun wild card weekend. We're moving some things around here as we get to rock and roll tonight. The crack staff's doing what it does, obviously. So anyway, so if you hear some fun sounds, you know, that's just some explosions, some things in the background. Yeah. No, these things happen.
Oh, that's better than six.
That was not supposed to happen. Wild card weekend in the National Football League. Lots of news coming out of the NFL. So I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's go over some headlines first and foremost before we get into some nuts and bolts. We did get some lead pipe locks from our guys over at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning. So we'll share that with you a little bit later on. Not a long edition. Of course, everything's a little truncated. It is wild card weekend only. Only four games to talk about this weekend, but that's actually a fun thing. For those of you playing fantasy football, I would admonish you to play it either at NFL.com or at ESPN.com. A lot of fun things going on for your fantasy love, since most of you have probably are just a little salty about things maybe not going the way you thought they should have during your fantasy football season. But that's all behind you now. The regular season is over, and now it's time to look forward. And let's look at the wild card. Let's look at teams that are going to go deep into these playoffs. Maybe even, you know, hopefully your team can make it all the way to the big dance down in Dallas on that first weekend in February. I guess we'll find out all that good stuff all soon enough. But breaking news out of San Francisco. Our buddy Jim Harbaugh, ex-quarterback Chicago Bears, had a lot of glory days in the sun with teams such as the Colts. And just an all-around good guy, Michigan grad. Has now accepted what would be a $25 million deal, 5 years, to coach the 49ers. As many of you know, Mike Singletary was let go about 2 weeks left in the season, and it is now Jim Harbaugh's dance. So not going back to Michigan, not going to Miami, where he certainly would have gotten more money. Instead, he opts to go to the 49ers. And again, this is a young man who admired Bill Walsh's his work as a coach, followed the footsteps, and now is a chance, obviously, to bring some glory back to the San Francisco 49ers. So, fun things going on in the National Football League. I don't know how his Stanford team, of course, Luck, the quarterback, decided to go back for his senior year. I don't know how this is going to – this, if it does at all, changes his perspective on whether or not that was a good decision for him to go back, or if now he'll come out next week and announce he's entering into the NFL draft. I know Ingram out of Alabama has already announced, and some other players have come out and said, hey, they're done with their college days. But so that's the breaking news out of San Francisco. We were trying to find some fun little breaking news soundtrack to kind of explode and say, yeah, we got the latest and greatest. Harbaugh's going to the 49ers, but unfortunately the crack staff didn't get that done. All right, enough said about that. We'll come back to more NFL in just a second. First, let's run you down your NBA scores as they're currently well, let me get you the finals out of the way right now, and then we'll give you your current. Earlier tonight, Memphis Grizzlies 110 over the Utah Jazz 99. Orlando 110-95 winners over the Houston Rockets. The Trailblazers a 108-98 winner over Minnesota. The Boston Celtics 122, the Raptors 102. The Wizards win again, 97-77 over the New Jersey, well, we call them the Nets, but I've got other names for them. The Knicks, well, that's a current game. Other scores that have finished. The Sixers took care of the Bulls tonight, 105-99. Starting to wonder what's going on with the Bulls when they're on the road. San Antonio, a three-point winner over Indianapolis tonight. The Pacers. Games currently going on right now. In the fourth quarter, Miami's got a two-point lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Early on right now, the Lakers and New Orleans at it, 24-24. And ending the first quarter, you've got a Golden State 9-point leaders over Cleveland right now, and the Knicks are up 6 on the Phoenix Suns, 24-18. So that's your NBA love. There is grumblings out of the NBA that the Nets may be working a deal to get Carmelo, but that's going to apparently involve some working and some manipulating with the Pistons involved. So stay in touch for that for those of you in love with your NBA. As we move forward next week, obviously we'll have more talk about the playoffs going on. We're going to start to make that transition into more talk about the National Basketball Association. And for those of you college basketball heads, here it comes. Okay, we're nearing that halfway point now for not only the NBA, nearing the halfway point for NHL hockey. Things start to really ramp up now in the basketball and the hockey world, both college and pro on the basketball side, and it becomes a lot of fun. Anyway, for those of you trying to follow out what's going to happen with Cam Newton, what's not to like about this kid? Heisman Trophy winner, humble kid, comes out, that has no reason to shy away from cameras in any way, shape, or form. And now the question is, where is he going to go? Well, I'll tell you. Here's how this may play out. Since Luck did not decide to come from Stanford, because he would have been the first pick, and if Jake Locker doesn't decide to come out, the question now is, can Cam Newton come out of college and play quarterback? He's certainly big enough. I mean, you remember the success that Dante Culpepper had, but keep in mind, Culpepper needed a young Randy Moss to really help him have those successful years in Minnesota. Is Cam Newton that player? He's certainly as fast. He's certainly big. He's strong. He's got a great arm. Is he the kind of guy that can sit in the pocket, though, and be an NFL quarterback? That remains to be seen. Anyway, all that and more will certainly work itself out as we get further into the offseason once we figure out who's going to be a Super Bowl champion this year. All right, let's take a look back at rumblings in the National Football League. Because, again, that's just all that to me is just fun. Pete Carroll gives his Seahawks an honest-to-goodness chance, loud and clear. The Seahawks fans are squawking, and the bottom line is they say, bring on New Orleans. We want to come into Quest Field and see how they fare. Look, it is documented. Teams that have to travel long distances to play significant games historically have struggled. However, these are the reigning Super Bowl champions. These are the New Orleans Saints. This is Drew Brees, the Sportsman of the Year. This is the team that literally affected an entire South region of the nation just by winning a Super Bowl last year. So do not expect the Saints and their coach, Sean Payton, to come in there completely unprepared. That's not going to happen. He's going to have them ready. He's going to have them fine-tuned. Do I look for a blowout? Certainly not. But I certainly would look for New Orleans to simply dominate as the game simply progresses. They're just a better all-around team. Our friend John Clayton, who is, of course, a reporter and a king prognosticator and an insider with ESPN, is from the Seattle area. I'd love to say he joins us now, but that's not the case. Anyway, the fact is he has an insight in the notion that Seattle will try to bring as much noise as possible to make it very, very difficult on the New Orleans Saints in this game. So, again, going to be a tremendous amount of fun as we get into this playoff weekend. So if you haven't got your snacks yet, order your pizza, order your wings, get your friends together, rally around that big screen, HD TV, and it's going to be an entire fun weekend. Two games on Saturday. Two games on Sunday, and you're probably going to be talking about, what Peyton Manning did, what Mark Sanchez did, what Anquan Boldin, Ray Rice, Joe Flacco, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, what these guys did. The NFL is just in a great position. They are stocked with so many wonderful, individuals playing the game that we all love. So, I guess, kind of get winded just talking about that. That's kind of fun. Anyway, sorry, NFL news out of Tennessee. For those of you who haven't been paying attention to what's going on with the Tennessee Titans, they retain their head coach, Jeff Fisher. He'll be back for his 17th season. The quarterback, Vince Young, has not been officially let go yet, but apparently now with this little infighting between the two of them, looks like Fisher's going to wind up coming out on the top of that, and Vince Young may either be released, cut, or traded. In a perfect world, certainly he would be moved to another program. Quarterback woes out there in the NFL right now. Again, you've got Donovan McNabb, a well-documented, heralded quarterback, spent great years in Philadelphia, now basically on the board. Where is he going to go? With Brett Favre's days now basically over in Minnesota, Tavares Jackson no longer touted as the answer. Mighty Joe Webb, who had a good run for a couple of games, hopefully will get a fair shake. But if you're Donovan McNabb, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to an Arizona Cardinals team? Well, even though they boast Larry Fitzgerald and a little bit of talent on the defensive side of the ball, do you want to go there and try to bring some glory back to a team that's, glory days have been short-lived at best? Or do you want to go to a Minnesota team that is stocked with talent, a great running back in Adrian Peterson, a solid defense that, when Minnesota has the lead, that defense doesn't give it up. It just is what it is. So if I'm Donovan McNabb, I'm certainly looking at Minnesota as an option. As a Chicago Bears homer, I certainly don't want to see him coming to the NFC North Division. But, hey, that division quarterback-wise has gotten so much stronger, certainly with Aaron Rodgers, with Jay Cutler. Should McNabb come to the Minnesota Vikings, again, that only helps our credibility. Matthew Stafford's going to be back healthy next year. I actually like the Lions going forward. Hopefully Jim Schwartz can do some good things in Detroit. Got a lot of friends in Detroit and look for big things out of the Lions coming down the pipe. 10-10 on your Friday night. The Fast 30 Minutes of Sports continues on. No grumblings from the baseball world, except this little nugget for you. The Chicago Cubs have snatched up Matt Garza out of the Tampa Bay Rays system. Now, how you pull it off, I have no idea, but it has happened. The Cubs, in the massive coups, this is a pretty good one. I mean, they give up Sam Fold and a bunch of prospects, and I like Sam Fold. Young guy, played well last year, got his name out there. The Rays need him. The Rays need some picks. The Cubs give up a young arm and Archer, who will go to the Rays. Again, if he becomes the next Matt Garza, then it's great. Works out for both programs. But Garza at 27 years old helps to solidify that Cubs pitching staff, and it's going to be fun. I haven't seen much from the Chicago White Sox. I don't know if that's unusual, because Kenny usually likes to be in the spotlight, usually moving and grooving. So don't really know what that's all about. All right, as we start to break some things down now, 10-11, we do our Power and the Glory Love, and we'll get into some we're going to do a fun little thing with the ESPN Lead Pipe Blocks, a wild card edition, and then we'll get you VIN picks, and then we'll let you go and get you on to what we hope is a great weekend for you. So, rock and roll.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
Coming now, buddy. We on our hearts all day long. Let's just get this for all day long. Pick it up. Don't stop. Pick it up.
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial.
There he is! Oh! Oh! Good job! That's the way to make a play out there, buddy. Nice job. Over Pirate 2, ready. 45, left!
Yes, 23!
45, left!
Keep up playing at this level now, huh? Keep it up, baby. Keep it up.
We're going to be here all day, baby!
The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of the grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring the quarterback.
Round right, box 2 run on set, ready?
The game is perpetual motion. A swirl of flying bodies in constant collision. A 2.5 hour carnival of color, sound, and action.
I got a little something for you.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Come on, let's go. Yeah, I'd like to have 75 degrees and sunny all the time too, but that's not football.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain?
We're gonna play it soon, light and rain.
Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
This stuff lights your firemen. The pilot lights out.
This football team is coming into our place. We're standing in our way.
This is a game of the heart. Focus and finish.
A time for achievement. A time for purpose. A time for glory.
Yeah.
am starting in Kansas City.
Come on, isn't someone going to get me started?
Where the Ravens are walking in, and they're going to put a whooping on the home team.
I told you this was a bad idea.
All right.
Right now, if the Patriots are the best team in football, I think the Ravens are 1A.
You sure you don't want to take this over?
They're 12-4. They're the best wild card we've ever seen, and they're going to stomp Kansas City. Did you see what the Raiders did to the Chiefs last week?
No, and nobody else did either, because the game was crap.
The Ravens will double that, giving 3. That's a joke. I'll take the Ravens to win by double digits.
So it's decided.
Not so fast.
So it's decided.
Let's just bottom line this thing.
No, I'm sorry. I was smelling the barbecue outside the stadium. I don't even know what you said, but you're wrong with whatever you said.
You need to see a therapist. Someone you can dump your problems on and then get on with your life.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
I love the youth of that team, especially on offense. I love the speed on both sides of the ball. Baltimore's getting a little bit old on defense, a little bit long in the tooth on defense.
This goes to show you, huh? Goes to show you what? What the hell are you talking about?
I like Kansas City to win this one at home, and then we'll all enjoy some barbecue. How about that?
Yeah, right. That's a believable scenario. Sounds more like something out of a bad movie.
I thought it was interesting that you stretched the tooth. I would have thought you would have gone long in the tooth. You went long in the tooth.
You know, I try and mix it up occasionally.
It was an interesting interpretation.
After further review, that was not an interesting interpretation. Nothing was interesting at all about that.
All right, let's go to the next game we disagree on, and it's going to be in Seattle after I get me a hot cup of coffee.
Hey, ow! Drink the coffee, it'll make you feel better.
Why is everyone slapping me lately? I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints with their 10.5 points they're given to the Seahawks, those 7-9 Seahawks that you love so much. And I'm going to take the Saints on the road to destroy Seattle and knock the losing team out of the playoffs.
I am more muscular, more cunning, faster, and larger than you are. And I'm a genius.
A hot cup of coffee. Hot cup of coffee. Hot cup of coffee in Seattle. A lot of coffee shops in Seattle. I'm going to go get me some. What the hell's going on out here? You know what? This is so aggravating that the only possible outcome can be for Seattle to actually make this a game and maybe even win. They've got 12 men.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The 12th is in the stands. This is going to be a ball game. It's completely unfair. It's completely unjust, and it's going to happen. I wouldn't be completely stunned if the Seahawks win this game, but either way, they will definitely cover 10.5. Give me the Hawks and give me the points.
What's going to happen? Never, not, no.
And those are your wild cards, so
Box, please, stop talking. I'm trying desperately to ignore the trickly sweet inanity of your asinine conversation. But now I've got bile in my mouth. I will hold my tongue no further.
Boy, that is so good. Mike and Mike in the morning, the Peak Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win.
Wow.
Joaquin, tremendous work on the radio side. Baklava, Bethany, and Craig Possible on the TV side this week for the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. So to recap, we did two games because we were going head-to-head on those. New Orleans, Seattle, I'm taking the points. Today's spread is 11 in USA Today. Golic is giving the points. And then Baltimore, Kansas City, I like the Ravens to win that one big, and Golic is taking 3 points with the Chiefs. Let's do the other two games,
yes,
Mike.
Let's do it.
Let's do Indianapolis and the Jets. Here's the thing with the Jets, you know, for those who have not followed their season. 12 of the 16 games they played this year were decided in the final 5 minutes
right,
of the fourth quarter or in overtime. They easily could have gone the other way, three-quarters of their games. So I think there's every reason to think that this is going to be a game that will be decided by one team making a couple of plays late in the game. And those plays can be made by the obvious, Peyton Manning,
sure,
or someone like that. I mean, made on defense, it could be made on special teams, something fluky you don't see coming. That's the game I expect. I expect this to be, I would expect with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you don't know who wins.
Well, where are you going on this one?
My official pick is Indianapolis, and I make no bones about it. Last year I picked against the Jets, and they kept winning. So I'm doing that because
so this is why you're making
awful,
the pick.
My right, official pick is Indianapolis, definitive.
All right, my official pick is Indianapolis because I think they're going to win by more than 3. I really do. Their season has been a crazy season. The 12 wins have stopped. We weren't even sure they were going to win the division the way they were playing with the injuries and the way Jacksonville had been playing. But you know what they're doing? They're hitting it when it counts. And Peyton Manning, you know, is going to be there. They're running the ball. They got some running backs back, Rhodes, Adai, Brown. And defensively, they're stopping the run. They're getting hot at the right time with the things that have been killing them throughout the season. I think it continues at home in the playoffs. Colts win by more than three.
Okay, that is the line I have this morning in the USA Today is Colts minus three. And then finally, Philadelphia also minus three against Green Bay. I'm not sure this isn't the hardest to pick playoff game that I can remember in recent memory. There is no outcome that would happen here that would surprise me. If either team wins comfortably, I wouldn't be that surprised.
I agree.
If this is an overtime game, I wouldn't be that
surprised. I agree, and it wouldn't surprise me if the winner of this team ends up in Dallas when we're down there for the week.
I'm going to call it a gut feeling, and that's all it is. I'm going to take the points. A, I think it's that close. You take any points you can get, even if it's only three. And B, I guess if I had to you know, sort of forearm twisted behind your back, who are you picking? I think I would take the Packers. But I could easily see this game going either way.
I'm taking Green Bay to win this game in Philly. I just am. Again, their defense is playing at a great level right now. Aaron Rodgers playing at a great level right now. Certainly not being able to run the ball could hurt them. But I really think you're not going to stop Michael Vick. I think they'll find ways to contain him and maybe force some mistakes as well. I think Green Bay goes to Philly and gets the win.
Well, the big question, you know, and this was brought up, and we'll ask Andy Reid, who will join us live next, and he won't tell us the truth.
Oh, Andy Reid's coming on next?
Yeah.
I love Philadelphia.
Okay, no,
game.
All kidding aside,
the
Michael Vick quad injury.
You know, when
we had Tony Dungy on yesterday, Tony Dungy said he's concerned. He does not think Vick is at his best. The quad injury, anything that takes away from his athletic ability,
obviously
is a major factor. We'll ask Andy Reid about it. Andy Reid will tell us he's absolutely fine.
Yes, he will.
But you won't know until you're actually watching the game if he is really absolutely fine or not. If he's not absolutely fine,
that's trouble. Even though he is throwing much better from the pocket now than he ever has, still his ability to escape is key. It
is an enormous factor in what has been their big success.
Ben picks Wild Card Weekend number one in the National Football League. How you doing, everybody? This is your host, Vinny Moore, giving you what we've given you all year long, top-end picks as you get ready for what we hope is going to be an exciting Wild Card Weekend. All right, only four games to look at this weekend, which obviously makes it a lot easier on Big Daddy. Obviously, a great year. We'll give you all the particulars later on, but right now, let's get into your NFL Wild Card Playoff Weekend. Saints at Seahawks. So New Orleans takes a four-hour flight to Seattle, a 7-9 team that lucked up and got the NFC West title. All right, let's just put it down the way it's supposed to be. Seattle's a different team at home. The New Orleans Saints are the reigning world champions. Drew Brees, Marcus Colston, the running game should be back where it needs to be. It should be a fun game. The question will be, can the Saints just play Saints football? If they get caught up and they fall behind early, don't be surprised if Matt Hasselbeck, Marshawn Lynch and some of the boys from Seattle don't try to slow the game down. However, the Saints are a 10-point favorite in this game on the road. What's that tell you about the Vegas love for Seattle? Not much. That said, let's move forward. The Saints are a 10-point favorite. Are you serious? 10 points, that's huge. Anyway, again, Seattle's a different team. Saints do win the ballgame, but only by 7. Jets at Colts. AFC fun love. Rex Ryan has basically sold the farm to figure out a way to beat Peyton Manning and the Colts. Yeah, how's that looking? Anyway, now that the Colts have got Joseph Addai and Donald Brown back where they belong in their appropriate spots, and all of a sudden the defense wants to decide it's going to stop the run, the Colts look like a different football team, which is a good thing. It makes for great football. When the Jets are good, the Colts are good, you got yourself a Donnybrook. It's on a fast track indoors in Indianapolis. So, again, all bets being on, Peyton Manning has got to love the 2.5 points leaning his way. But I'll tell you something. Don't be surprised if Sanchez, Antonio Holmes, and the Jets have something to look for him. The Jets have figured out a way to at least slow him down to some degree. But this is still Peyton Manning, and no matter how you look at it, you still got to lean the Colts' way. Colts by 3. Ravens at Chiefs. Okay, this would be considered the dog game only because of the way the Kansas City Chiefs ended the season. I still like Matt Castle at home. I still like Dwayne Bowe if he plays. You got to love Jamal Charles, but wait a minute, timeout. They're going against one of the best defenses in football. Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Suggs. All these guys play serious, hard-nosed defense. Look for this game to be tight only because it's only going to be tight because it's in Kansas City. If this game were in Baltimore, Baltimore would probably be about a 10-point favorite, but it's in Kansas City, the loudest stadium in the AFC, so a little slight edge that way to the Chiefs, but the only way I see the Chiefs winning this ball game is if they get up on Baltimore big and get up on them early. Don't expect Flacco and Anquan Boldin, those guys, and Ray Rice to be able to come back if they get down big. However, Baltimore will try to control things from the outset with Ray Rice in that running game. We'll control the passing game, work the middle of the field. They'll just basically slow the thing down. If they slow the game down, the Ravens will get up by 10. Kansas City probably will not be able to come back. However, of the two squads, if there's one team that could come back, it would definitely be the Kansas City Chiefs. In this game, though, I think things still favor Baltimore. Baltimore by 2. Packers at Eagles. In what ought to be the most exciting game of the day, the Green Bay Packers are starting to look like the Super Bowl team we all thought they were when the season started. Philadelphia, a bit of an enigma the last few weeks. However, you shut Michael Vick down and you let him get healthy, and all of a sudden you got Michael Vick, you got DeSean Jackson, you got Jeremy Maclin, LeSean McCoy. You got some things working in Philadelphia. Vegas loves Philadelphia by 2.5 on this one. I'm going to tell you right now, if this game becomes a shootout, this is going to favor Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, Greg Jennings, and all that talent on that offense is going to shine. And Green Bay boasts the second-best defense. Hello. Let's talk about Philadelphia's defense. Oh, wait. No, let's not, because they haven't really played very well. If Green Bay gets rolling on offense, it's going to take a miracle for Philadelphia to stop. Again, Philadelphia can score. They'll probably put up about 25 to 28 points in this game. The question is, can they keep Green Bay under 21? Sorry, guys. I like Green Bay on the road, shocking the Eagles. And again, I'd love to see the Eagles come to Chicago next week, but I got a funny feeling Green Bay is on its way to Atlanta. Green Bay by 3. So that's it for a short week in the VidPix world. Oh, gosh, only 5 minutes worth of work. Gotta love that. Anyway, you know how we say it. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good luck on your NFL weekends. Have a great time, and congratulations to the 49ers. Take care. And if you're wondering why we said congratulations to the 49ers, well, it's kind of an obvious thing. They get Jim Harbaugh to come coach that program. Gotta love that. Actually, I love this mix, man. It reminds me of my days back in the little town of Galesburg, Illinois, WVKC 90.5 FM. Myself, Victor Edwards, and now Minister Mark Young, we used to go ahead and rock the spot. Ah, fun times. Listen, there's about 2 minutes left in this stream for this show. For anyone out there trying to play it back, we know you guys did 937 replays last week. Thank you all for supporting the program. Thank you all for supporting the show. It's been a fun football season, and it's only going to get better as we get close to Super Bowl Sunday. Going to have a lot more to talk about college basketball. For those of us in the Midwest, Big Ten basketball love is certainly here. We're following Ohio State. We're following Michigan State. We're looking at Illinois, seeing if they can sort things out now that the Big Ten season started. A lot of good things coming down the pipe. Anyway, in the future, make a note of it, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. If the show starts to expand, which is certainly a very strong possibility, that number will probably carry over into more than just conversations on sports. That we've been in talks with a variety of people regarding doing shows on relationships, on love, on all kinds of wonderful things. So someone's falling in love with us. Anyway, listen, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. I look forward to hanging with you again one more time next Friday. Friday night, the Fast 30 Minutes in Sports is a half an hour show brought to you exclusively by Blog Talk Radio. So check us in, check us out. We'll be here. Have a great weekend. Be safe. I want to see you back next week. Have a great Wild Card weekend. See you later, everybody.